You're listening to the Art of AI podcast with your host, Jerry Cuomo.
Thank you, DJ. Folks, what really sets AI apart from other systems is its ability to learn, or rather, its way to mimic learning. AI excels at training on piles of data, spotting patterns, and making decisions based on its experiences, much like humans. However, training AI can be pricey. But there's a twist. Retrieval augmented generation. Remember that, or RAG. This method allows us to use data without a full training cycle, which is perfect when dealing with proprietary information or current events that might have occurred after the model has been trained. RAG structures documents and things like web pages in a way that allows it to be embedded in AI without traditional training. This creates an environment where we can essentially chat with documents. Imagine asking a document to summarize itself in French, or take a legalese document and ask to have it explained in plain English. Well, today, my guest is a pioneer in embedding technology and this technique we call RAG. Her name is Lucia Larice Steravacchia. We call her Larice. And with that, I'd like to welcome my friend Larice to the podcast. Welcome, Larice.
Thank you very much, Jerry, for the invite, and hi to everyone.
Okay. First question, Larice. Can you tell our audience why you love doing the things you do?
Oh, that's a great question. Mostly, I love doing what I'm doing because I have the opportunity to meet very smart people and to work in very interesting projects. Mm. So these are like the two things that motivate my curious mind. Third is I'm lucky enough to be able to practice something that I actually studied during my college and university and see how this is applicable, not just from research where I come from, but to actual client and use cases scenarios, because that's where the interesting part comes. When you work in the technical field or in the academia, you envision something, you design it, you test it. But the special sauce, how I call it, it comes from the users that sometimes have no clue with how this has been designed, but they come with the most innovative use cases. So most recently, I'm working a lot in the generative space, which I suppose lots of us are touching these days.
Gen AI, of course, yes.
Gen AI with retrieval augmentation, generation, combination, mixes. And my work is focused mostly in creating products that can be used by a large audience, but also solving some like custom use cases that combine the worlds, right?
Right.
Our clients are not always ready to jump into the LLMs there, so they kind of take babier steps, as I call it, right? Or transition steps. So they start with RAG, then we introduce them from RAG to a bit of fine-tuning. Traditional AI is also put in the mix. And then eventually we reach to the LLMs. So that's why I love doing what I'm doing.
Perfect. Okay, great. And you've touched on a couple of things. In this episode, we want to talk about how you talk to documents with AI. But before we go there, you mentioned where you've come from, school, and the ability to actually practice in your profession what you studied in school. Can you just share with us a little bit about what you studied in school, where you went to school, et cetera, a little bit about your background?
Yeah, I'll try to do the 1 minute version. So some like 12 years ago, I got myself hired within IBM as it was the closest company near my school, like literally 1 minute from my campus. So that's where, you know, in my 20s. Then I got into the AI field. So my background in academia comes from the AI. And it evolved to a point where I could afford to still do working and also doing a PhD. I did a PhD in NLP. I studied a lot traditional AI, machine learning, deep learning, mostly in the space of analyzing behavior, virtual communities of practice, and lurking a bit as well, how people behave and how communities grow.
Okay.
And this work, I transitioned somehow into like our current modern days, because that was some years ago. So the field evolved, as we all know. So I'm doing Gen AI plus traditional AI and RAG in my day-to-day job.
Very good. Very cool. And you're right. It's so rewarding to be able to actually practice what you've studied.
Yes.
So that's a great bonus. All right, let's shift our attention back to AI and this notion of I can chat with an AI, let's say a large language model.
Yes.
And it will respond. And your miles will vary what you get back as a response. Sometimes the response is a good response. Sometimes the response is good and accurate. And sometimes it's neither of those.
Indeed.
But you have a way of chatting with AI, but introducing documents to ground a conversation. And we call that RAG. Can you explain to our audience why that's such an exciting space right now?
Well, first, let's start a bit with the background. LLMs are there. And the majority of us have tried maybe, you know, one, two, if knowingly or unknowingly, right? Because if you try the browser that it's enhanced with some LLMs, you've tried it and you don't know yet.
Yeah.
But fast forwarding to like our business world, our clients, they basically say, I have my data, I have my knowledge. I don't want to put that into a public LLM to be trained and lose it. And we have to understand because sometimes the LLMs, they don't pay too much royalties as we do that. So, but as they do that, they want a safe space. And the first transition step would be this RAG.
Right.
As majority of the companies already have a huge knowledge base. So they have searches. Most of the mature ones, they have AI, they have insights. So this is kind of the next step. So retrieval augmented generation helps them to do the first step, the foundation step in bringing their data in a safe manner that they can control the origin, but see it maybe from a different angle, so more semantical angle where the connections are much more in depth than what traditional AI was offering or like hybrid searches or keyword searches that were used before. Once they lay out this foundation, which RAG helps them to do, then from here, it's up forward. Depends on how much, you know, money, time, use case, and benefit they want to invest into it.
Right.
So this is where I think RAG helps a lot to get yourself started and build the foundation, the knowledge-based foundation.
Okay.
As well as chatting with it, because you see it in a different manner, right?
Right.
Documents are connected different, information is different. So that's, you know, what we call chat with documents.
Okay. If I can kind of just play that back, I'm an AI user. I have a lot of information. And in a perfect world, I would train a language model on all of that information. But that takes time, money, and energy.
Yeah.
And what you're proposing here is a way to bring that knowledge base forward and kind of mesh it with an AI model without having to go through that whole process of training.
Yeah.
But still have that information relevant in the responses I get when I chat. Sounds like magic.
Yes. Sometimes we think that if we just put a lot and train a model, things are going to be better. But while you are doing this process, two things happen in my mind. You get educated.
Yeah.
We in academia don't know exactly what these models are capable in doing in the full potential. Clients, sometimes they start from a lower level, right?
Right.
So they get used with the technology and so on. So they go past through several steps. So as they reach the point where they are ready to train, they are much more informed. So the training is smaller, more sustainable.
Yeah.
And eventually, they will get a better quality than just, you know, jumping headfirst. This experience is very important for both clients and also for LLMs.
Mm. So, Larice, I happen to know that you've brought along a demo, which is a first for this podcast.
Yes.
So would you mind sharing that demo?
For sure. But do you have a document that you are curious to chat with?
In fact, I do. In fact, I have a good one.
Okay.
This is an this is an Environmental Protection Agency document on safe water guidelines.
Wow.
And yes. So we all have to follow rules on sustainability. And such a document provides information to companies about how they can be responsible and ensure that they are not polluting surroundings and stuff like that. So it's a 100-page document, Larice, and it's not light reading by any means. There's a lot of legalese and environmental jargon and things like that. And these are two languages I don't speak fluently.
Okay, then let's give it a try and see if we can help Jerry. So let me first start by opening the IBM Consultant Assistant tool over here and going to Documents Collection. Here, I'm creating a new collection based on this document from Jerry. I'm going to upload the document, put a collection name over there, making sure it's private or sharing it, and just clicking a couple of tags on how I want this document to be classified. Once I hit the load button, the magic starts to happen. We are processing the document, we are chunking it, and the RAG comes into place. The moment that the document will be fully processed, we can actually start chatting with it. And we can see it's green now. So the document got processed. And while it got processed, we also see that there are sample questions that this document can answer to. And one of them...
This is very powerful.
Yeah. Let's see if Jerry can speak radon. And what's that? Well, I don't know.
What is radon and how does it get into your house?
Yes. So we put a question, right? The sample questions are helping a user just to better grasp the key topics of the documents and get them started. And we get a response. And it looks like, yes, it can over there. And we also understand where is this response coming from. So what pieces from the document are actually informing this response? Now, I'm trying to get a bit bold and just put an unseen question, like what is considered safe drinking water? And I instruct the model to be in plain English. Now, I'm waiting for the responses again and see if this document can actually answer.
And I searched through the document. I could not find anything like that, at least with my non-legalese eyes.
Yes. Like how this happens is that as you're getting the document and the responses, the model basically looks into the content and it formulates a response back to you, as well as ties back the knot. It's 100 pages. So human-like control F is not the same thing as what you are getting.
Yes.
So I hope could speak radon after this, and it helps you into your next quest. But this was a small demo, Jerry, of what these technologies could do.
All right, Larise, thank you so much for that cool demo. I have one last question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And that is, where is this all going? You know, take out your crystal ball and give us some glimpse as to where this is going in the future.
We don't know what we don't know. That's like a good assumption. So a bit of uncertainty is always good there. But if I would think of like 1-2 years from now, I would see much, much more users being proficient with RAG, many more companies adopting RAG, especially the ones that want to like start to get themselves in the field. But I also, if I put my futuristic hat on, I don't see RAG and LLMs being so disconnected anymore.
Yeah.
And we have seen tries. If the LLM doesn't have it, then they do a search, which is a bit of retrieval. So I do foresee a future where the LLM and RAG are kind of intertwined, as well as maybe a future where both RAG and LLM become much more sustainable.
Okay.
Because both of them have catches. Even with RAG, at some point, the volume is that big that maybe 2D is not enough there. So let me venture just one small prediction.
Okay.
I do see a future where we are going to move all of this computation to quantum and RAG is not going to be in 2D. Vector-to-vector comparison.
Okay.
It's actually more like a sphere. And maybe that's when the potential singularity will happen if a meaning will be in two places.
Okay.
Who knows?
All right.
But it's very futuristic, so,
okay, so
I don't want to be called out.
Is this where we go past narrow AI into weaker AI into stronger AI?
Let's say a more informed AI, if I would call it like that.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, Larise. Well, thank you so much for joining the podcast. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jerry, for the invite.
Okay, this episode's a wrap. I've included some reference material related to retrieval augmented generation and places where you can go and try it out and chat with AI and your documents. In fact, I tried it with my homeowners association rules and regs doc and asked to summarize in plain English if I'm allowed to park on the street at night. The answer is no. Anyway, I'd like again to thank Larice, and I'd also like to thank you all for listening in. Until our next episode, this is Jerry Cuomo, IBM Fellow and VP of Technology. See you soon.